Good morning, Trinity Central. welcome. So today, I want to speak about knowing God. I was reading in one of my, just like my quiet time this week. Let me just sort out my notes quickly. Out of Matthew 25, verse 10 to 13. It's that parable of the 10 virgins. And so it's like these 10 virgins go and they wait for the bridegroom to come, and they've all got lamps, and then 5 of them took extra oil and 5 didn't. And so eventually it gets late, and the 5 who didn't bring extra oil asked the others, "Hey, can we loan some oil because we're going to run out?" And they're like, "No, it's not going to be enough for everybody. You must go buy your own." And while they're out to buy their own, then the bridegroom arrives and goes into the banquet. And I just want to read the last bit of that. It says, "But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. 'Lord, Lord,' they said, 'open the door for us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.'" Now, this scripture is obviously referring to like the end time and Jesus' second coming. And so it's like, be ready for that. Don't, you know, think, okay, I'm not gonna be saved. I'm gonna wait until the last minute when I'm on my deathbed, and then like, "Hi Jesus, can I get a ticket in?" And then, because you don't know what's gonna happen, you don't know the time or the hour. But the thing that stood out to me when I was just reading the scripture was that one line where the bridegroom replies and he says, "Truly I tell you, I didn't know you." And that's why they didn't come in. And it was like, if you had relationship, you would have come in, but he didn't know you. And I was like, it struck me just that knowing of God, just that like being in that relationship, and not just like knowing about, it's that knowing, that relational knowing. And so that was my very not planned introduction, but it is my introduction. But so today I just want us to speak about getting to know God through creation, firstly, and then through his word, and then through our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Augustine famously said about God, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until we find rest in you." Knowing God is the ultimate purpose for our lives. But how do we truly get to know God? So firstly, one of the ways that God reveals himself to us is through creation. Romans 1 verse 12 says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and his divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." So that kind of answers that question about like, you know, what happens if the person has never heard about God? God is basically saying he's revealed himself, his character, his eternal power and his divine nature, just in nature itself, in the creation. Creation is God's masterpiece, a display of his glory. When we look at the stars or the mountains or the oceans or the intricacies of life, like I don't know if you looked close up at like even just like a leaf or a petal or a, you know, under a microscope, and like the intricacy of how the world is made, you start getting an idea of like there must be a creator aspect to this. It can't just be sort of by chance. And so it leads us to knowing God through his creation. Creation shouts of God's power, his creativity, and his order. Imagine standing on a mountaintop or watching a breathtaking sunset. These moments of awe remind us that there is this creator out there. That creation, as beautiful as it is just a glimpse of God's greatness. It invites us to seek Him deeper, to seek the Creator Himself. This week, let's take time to just observe the world around us, whether it's a flower or a leaf or, you know, anything in nature that really just strikes awe or wonder for you. Maybe it's the night sky or something like that. And let these moments lead you to like worship and reflect on God's greatness and His goodness and His majesty. God also reveals Himself to us through the Scriptures, through the Word. The Bible is God's revelation of Himself to humanity. This is the only blueprint that we can really trust to know this is God. This is who He is. This is His character. And so we are to rely heavily on the Scriptures and seeing God's character, seeing who He is through the Scriptures. Through these pages, we learn about His character, His promises, and His plans for us and our salvation. And Hebrews 4, verse 12 says, "The Word of God is alive and active, guiding us in truth and helping us to understand His will." As we read the Scriptures, we get to know God and we get to know what He's guiding us into. Take, for example, Moses in Exodus 34. God reveals Himself to Moses and He says, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." This self-revelation of God shows us His heart, that He is merciful and just and loving. And so for us, it's like we get to know God through these Scriptures, through his Word, through how He speaks about Himself to us. If we want to know God more, one way of doing that is just spending time in the Scriptures, getting to know God. And sometimes it's like, for me, I know, it's like I read the Scriptures to hear what God is saying to me or what God is like guiding me into for the next thing. But it's also important just to read the Scriptures with a view of like I'm learning like God's character, who He is. Because then when we like, you know, the enemy is like taunting us or tormenting us or like throwing lies at us, that's when we go, that's not God's character. That's not how God would speak to me or treat me or address this issue in my life. And then I can be discerning and say, I think this is just condemnation from Satan or something like that, you know. And so it's reading the Scriptures, getting to know God's character so that when God is speaking to us through the Spirit, then we'll pick up, oh, no, this is God, or oh, no, this is the enemy. So that's why it's so important to get to know God's Scriptures as well. Maybe it's something that we, like in our busy lives, actually have to commit to and say, okay, I'm going to spend quiet time every day, the set time kind of thing. And I know life happens, but as long as we go in like, you know, how important is our relationship with God? And in the scheme of our daily lives, you know, is that 2 hours of whatever, TV or scrolling on social media, more important than even 10 minutes with God kind of thing? And we go like, when we put stuff in perspective and just take a step back, maybe we'll get to see like, hey, wait, I can engage in this relationship with God and get to know Him a lot quicker and easier just by spending time with Him in His Scriptures. And that kind of leads us to the next one, knowing God through a relationship with Jesus Christ. John 14:6 says, "Jesus answered, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes through the Father except through me.'" Jesus is the ultimate revelation of God. He is God in the flesh. He is showing us how God lived on earth, who God is. How He dwelled among us shows us how we should dwell and live ourselves. He showed us the Father's love and how he wanted to reconcile us to the Father, because we know we need that. We need that. One of the first steps of our walk with God is just realizing like our flawed nature and our sinful nature, and going, we need a Savior, we need Jesus. And then obviously receiving that salvation. To know Jesus then is to know God. Think of any friendship or like a close loved one that you have. That level of connection didn't just happen overnight, right? It took time. It took conversation and shared experiences, and it took like intentionality. And for us, we should also similarly have that same intentionality with God through prayer, through worship, through just being obedient when He prompts us to you know, do stuff in our daily lives. Show this person love by, you know, greeting them or giving them a smile or giving them some food or whatever God leads you to do. I think our walk with God is a lot more practical when we actually are like in tune with the Holy Spirit and just loving on the person that's in front of us in our daily lives, not like only at prayer or at church or whatever, you know. So for us who are already in a relationship with God, we already are saved, how can you then grow deeper in your relationship with God? Are there areas where you need to trust Him more? Is it more a case of just like, I'm going to choose to believe what the scriptures say about God? And are there distractions that pull you away from intimacy with Him? And then it's like we almost have to ruthlessly deal with those distractions, those things that, because I don't know about you, but for me, most of the time I go like, my heart's desire is to spend time with God, to grow my relationship with Him, to grow in that intimacy. But I also know there's a thousand things pulling for your attention all the time in your daily lives. And so it's up to you, because only you, only myself, is going to be the one who's going to have to be ruthless and say, no, I'm not going to give my time and attention to that because I value my relationship with God more. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's giving up good things for better things. And I think that's where the tug of war comes in, because there's a lot of nice things to do out there. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you get to heaven, it's like, are you going to look back at your life and go like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. This is what I should have prioritized. Like that verse that I opened with the 10 virgins. There's another verse in Matthew 7, verse 22, which is quite similar. And when I read that verse, I thought like, hey, this is very familiar. It's in Matthew 7. It says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did not we prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. And I was like, I was struck by this, because it's like these people are doing like the works of God, if you want to say. They're prophesying and casting out demons and, you know, performing miracles. They're doing godly things, and that's great and amazing, and it's good for the kingdom of God. But even doing all these amazing things, God still prioritizes relationship over that. It's like you can do these amazing miracles, awesome. But if you don't know the supplier of those miracles, then God is kind of going like, well, that defeats the whole object. So what does it mean to know God? Not just to know about Him, but to truly know Him. This question lies at the heart of our Christian faith. Jesus said in John 17, verse 3, now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life isn't merely about living forever. It's about a deep personal relationship with God. Knowing God is not a one-time event on our life's journey, you know, the day that we received salvation. Even the Apostle Paul in Philippians 3 says, I want to, and this is like after years and years and years of ministry with God, ministry. He says, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and the participation of, in, and participate in his suffering. So even of after years and years of amazing ministry that Paul went through, it's like you're still craving that. You're still craving that deeper knowledge and wanting to know God closer and closer. So let us not settle for like mediocre Christianity or a shallow relationship with God. Let's press in with faith and trust. And I think one of the bigger aspects of growing in our relationship with God is just trusting what we do know about God and standing firm on those things and standing with that faith of like, this is who God is. This is what he has done for me. This is the freedom that he has given me, and standing firm on those. And that's when that knowing really becomes like fruitful in our lives. So some practical steps: pray consistently, obviously, to grow in our relationship. Allow the Holy Spirit to take time for the Holy Spirit to speak to us, that we can actually just commune with God, listen to God, and not only like read the scriptures and pray like our desires, but also be listening to God. Obviously, then to like join a community, something like what you are doing today at church, because God reveals himself to different people in different ways. And so when Pierre tells me about, you know, God was doing this in his life this week or whatever, I get to see an aspect of God through him, through his testimony. And I get that revelation and go like, wow, God is amazing. Look what he did for Pierre. And so I get to grow in my understanding and my knowledge of God, even through that community. And then also, obviously, seeking God through worship and just pouring out your love on this God, keeping at the forefront of our minds, like who God is, his majesty, his power, his glory, and you know, just keeping that awe and wonder of God. And then lastly, serving others. Where it's like we are able to actually put our faith into practice and see how God views others and wants to treat others and how God loves on other people. And in that way, we get to know God. We get to see his compassion and his love and his goodness when we actually live out our faith in God. I found in my life it's like a thing where the closer I get to God, the more I enjoy being with God. The more time I spend with God, the closer I am with him. And it's not like, you know, when I haven't had quiet time for a while or a lot of quiet time, whatever the case may be, then I know that God is far. God is always close. I know that. He doesn't go away. He's always with me. He's always in my heart. It's not a thing of like physical distance or distance in that aspect. It's just that intimacy, that, you know, that thing with a friend who you are close with that you chat to daily. It's like you're speaking about, you know, how their day was today, as opposed to the person you saw a year ago and they give you the highlights reel of what happened over the last year. And it's like there's a different depth of intimacy with that person that you see in daily, and you're getting to know the little nuances of their life. And for us, we get to know the little nuances of God and his love and his character when we spend daily communion time with him. So in that, we're going to take up communion now and just take a moment just to spend that with God, our Creator, our Savior, and just, you know, in thanks for what Jesus has done, that he's opened up the way for us to live in that space where we can have that constant relationship with God, that we don't have to go through, you know, a priest or a religious leader to get to God. We can have that personal relationship with God, that personal communion. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you first loved us, that you first pursue us and pursue relationship with us. And Lord, even as we respond by receiving your salvation, Lord, help us also to protect our relationship with you, spend time with you when we can, and grow in our knowledge and understanding and intimacy with you. Lord God Almighty, we just thank you that you assure us that when we seek you, we will find you, when we seek you with all our hearts. Lord, help us to seek you with all of our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would just protect our time. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your blood that you shed for us and your body that was broken for us. That you loved us to the point of giving up your life for relationship with us. That we would know you and you would know us. Oh Jesus Christ, thank you that it was not just by sweet words that you expressed your love, but by practical outworking of loving us even unto death. Help us to love those in front of us however they need it, whether it's by word or by deed. I pray that you would fill us to overflow with your love. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen.